Welcome. You are now listening to the Anything Goes podcast with your hosts, Greg and Alex.
Yo, Johnny Knoxville, what are these people listening to?
Anything Goes?
This is Mecca, and you're listening to the Anything Goes podcast. We're talking about you that night.
Check, check, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 5, 12, 14. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a brand new episode of the Anything Goes podcast with Alex's favorite song.
Oh, stop.
I can't get through this intro this time. You're making me laugh.
I'm not doing anything.
So Alex loves this song and this movie.
Not many things scare me. But I hate this movie.
Let me ask you. How much would it take?
No. Nope. Don't even say it.
To what?
To what?
Watch this movie.
Alone?
By yourself.
In the basement?
Yes.
A lot.
How
a
much?
Lot.
How much?
A lot. A lot.
$50.
Probably. Yeah. No, a lot. It would. It really freaks me out. It's one of those movies where when I watch it, I actually I have nightmares. Like, I can't sleep.
Okay, so you have to watch it. And stay up all night. Like, you can't sleep by yourself.
I wouldn't sleep. Oh, yeah. No. Because then I would get tired and my mind start playing real tricks on me. And I would think I'd stop. I would, hear things. I could already hear it because I'm freaking myself out. And then our house, we have wood floors and it settles.
Yeah.
And it literally is like, what is that?
Mm.
And when our air conditioning shuts off, there's a bang
every time. It's so weird.
I don't know what it is. We should probably get that checked.
So weird.
But...
yeah, so we're talking about Halloween Horror Nights.
We are.
And there's 10 houses.
Yeah, which I opened up the website and the face is right on it. I'm like, come on.
So The Exorcist is one of the houses.
When I heard this, I was like, this is one house that terrifies me. And then I was like, but it's Horror Nights, so I'd be okay.
Mm. Yeah. Would you go through the house yourself?
Can I go through it first with people?
No.
Probably.
No,
it's Horror Nights. I'm not really.
Okay.
Horror Nights doesn't... I would like someone, if you go to Horror Nights and you're like obsessed and it's like you think it's the greatest thing in the world, please explain to me why you think that each house is different from one another. Because to me, each house is exactly the same besides the props it has.
Yeah. And we say that firsthand because we went in 2015 to the 25th anniversary of Horror Nights.
We did.
Yeah.
And it's literally like you walk through and each house is just really loud music. You can literally see they just pop out, reset, pop out, reset. And like, they go to a recording.
Yeah.
So it's not even like they have any
freedom, free will.
Yeah. To like do anything.
Yeah. It's literally every 7 seconds they're on a track of lights.
The lights. There's so many strobe lights, but not in a cool way.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. I'm not crazy about Horror Nights. I do like that they have all the top villains, horror movie,
Yeah, they get the rights for them, yeah.
So I like that. When we went, it was Freddy vs. Jason, which I was Freddy
of course,
from Kill Me.
Number one.
obviously.
Yeah.
And we were
so excited to go that year.
Yeah.
So excited. And we based an entire trip to Florida just for that.
Yes, we actually went... on a long weekend for you in October.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we wound up going to Disney as well, but our main primary reason was for Horror Nights.
Yeah, time before kids.
Yeah, exactly. Just go for a long weekend.
Right.
And it was, it was disappointing from what we were expecting.
But it was us being legitimate haunted house, crazy people. We were like, wow, this was... We did Freddy vs. Jason first.
Yes.
And we were like, all right. It was a little different than we thought. We thought it was going to be a legit fight scene at one point. Mm-hmm. Where you should stop. No, there was no stopping. It is what's the saying? It's a conveyor belt.
Yes.
There is someone directly in front of you. You're up against them. There's someone directly behind you. Right up against you. And it is just move, move, move. If you stop for a second, if you drop something and you have to pick it up, you have some security creeping in the corner, hiding. And they're like, keep moving.
Yeah, that's another thing. There was so many security around every corner. And it's they kind of take away from it. No, they just stand there with a flashlight. Keep going.
I don't get... I liked more of the scare zones and just walking around and like the environment of like it being.
Yes.
Kind of like it almost felt like universal because we went during the day and then at night it was like it was taken over by crazy people.
Mm-hmm. You know?
So that was cool.
Yeah. And we've never been to Horror Nights before
that
one we went to. And it was the 25th anniversary and Freddy vs. Jason. And the big thing of that haunt was each time you go through, there's a different winner.
Which there wasn't.
So Freddy or Jason wins that haunt and kills the other one. And at least in my mind, Universal Studios.
Right.
I thought the last scene was going to be like
the fight scene.
Crystal Lake. And it was going to be like, I don't know, like a 20-second like fight between Freddy and Jason. Yeah. Uh-huh. And then one of them was going to like...
end up victorious.
Yeah. Yes. But
whoever it was.
Nope. What it was a curtain and some worker behind it. And all they do is put out Jason's mask or Freddy's claw.
Right.
Through the mask. And that's who won.
That's it.
So as you're walking out, if Jason's mask comes out, he's the winner. If Freddy's claw comes out of the curtain, he's the winner.
There was no like build up to Freddy and Jason either. Like it was just like you walk in. As soon as you walked in, there was a Jason right there.
Yes. Yes. First thing you see.
Yeah, like pretty much.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And listen, don't get me wrong. The sets, I always say, I've said since that year, I would love, and now they actually offer it.
They do offer
it. I would love to be like,
lights on tour.
No actors. Let me see the details. Let me see the sets that you build. Let me see it all. Because to me, it's like, fine, I want to go into the movie. I want to see the sets of the movie.
Yes.
Because the haunt doesn't do it for me.
And they do offer that. It's a behind-the-scenes Unmasking the Horror tour.
Yeah.
And you know how much they charge for that.
How long is it?
So it's take this daytime lights on VIP tour of 3 or 6 haunted houses.
Ooh.
So they must charge, I would guess, a more.
Yeah.
For
or
the
double.
6? Yeah.
Probably. Or maybe a little less.
Or
than
maybe
double.
you have to buy 2 passes.
Right.
Yeah. And now this does not include
Horror Nights.
It's separate.
Like $100?
$119 plus tax.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that.
So, yeah. So $119.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just walk through it with lights on.
Yeah. So it's $119. So $119.99. So $120.
Wait. How much is Horror Nights?
I'm going to get into that.
Okay.
So it's $120 plus tax for 3 houses, $170 plus tax for 6 houses.
I'm shaking my head.
$50.
Just because that's a lot of money.
mm-hmm.
But yeah. I mean, listen, Horror Nights, people are obsessed with it and they travel like across the country to go every single year and all this stuff. But I don't know. It didn't, like I said, I liked just walking around the park better than I liked the actual haunts.
Yeah. And they had the scare zones and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. So, all right. The Horror Nights. Mm-hmm. Let's get into the pricing, right?
Okay.
So there's different price categories for different nights of the week.
Right.
So the cheapest you can go is during the week in September. Oh. Early on, during the week, September 6th, September 7th,
right.
It's Wednesday, Thursday. How much would you say?
$100.
$80 plus tax.
I was going to say 80.
Yeah.
Dang it.
80 plus tax. And now, obviously...
I feel like that's not bad when you compare it to, like...
Not so scary?
Not so scary.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So then, if you go in October, it goes up to $120 a ticket plus tax.
Okay. So now my next question is, how much is it to get the Skip the Line pass?
Again, now that depends on the night.
Okay.
Because the more popular nights, the more they charge.
Of course.
So this skip the express pass.
Right.
And you can go through each haunt one time.
Okay.
So it's not like, oh, the...
Right, you could keep going.
Chucky House was so great, I want to do that again.
Right.
So these passes start the cheapest night. How much?
I mean, is it like the same price as the ticket?
It's actually more.
Oh my gosh. $100. I'll just say that again.
The cheapest night is $140.
What?
$140.
Oh, because they're giving you the ability to go through every house.
Which you need if you want to go there.
Pay over $200.
So a Skip the Line pass.
I'll tell you though, unless you go on a dead Wednesday night, not dead, but a Wednesday night in September, you're not going to be able to go through more than like maybe three houses.
Yeah. You need it.
Yeah.
And the most expensive fear pass.
$210.
200 plus tax.
Which is 210.
Yeah. Yes. So 200 plus the, what was it, 170? So it's like $400 per person.
Are you crazy? And people do it. That's
$400.
Insane.
Now, can I?
It's not even worth it.
Can I make you more mad?
Oh my God, what?
Can I?
Go.
So you remember this, right? We went to Universal during the day.
Right.
Right? And we did the park. We did the rides.
Yeah.
Right? And then they made the announcement at like 5 p.m. All right, Horror Night starts at 6 p.m.
Right.
Right?
So you have to sit and wait.
You have to sit and wait in a designated area.
Yes, we literally were in like a circle having
Yeah. Some like roped off area. They clear out the park because only people with Horror Night passes can stay in the park.
Right.
So either A, you have to come when Horror Night starts and you go in through the main entrance, mm-hmm. or B, you're in the park and they put you in this designated area.
Right.
And the advantage, right, of the designated area is that you can get to the house first.
Quicker. Yeah.
Yes. So what did you think of that?
I mean, you get, but we were able to see the gate.
Yeah.
Remember, it looked like zombies, like all the people trying to get in.
Mm-hmm. So let me ask you a question. How much would you pay to stay in that designated area?
Way. They charge more for that.
Because now, to go in a designated area, you got to pay.
Are you?
You have to pay.
Bleeping kidding me.
So it's a scream early ticket.
But what if you're in the park already? You have to leave and come back in?
You have to leave.
Are you kidding?
If you don't have this scream early ticket, you get kicked out and you have to go wait back online to get into the park.
You know what I'm going to do? And I'm saying this on here because this is just annoying. No, I would sneak in. Screw you. I would sneak into the freaking designated spot and I'd wait. And I'd say, how much did you pay?
So how much do they pay? How much do they pay to be able
to stay the ability, an extra 1,000 feet closer to
the ability to stand in this roped off area for an hour.
People are morons. This world is going to garbage.
How much plus tax? Good. Go with your first instinct.
$50.
$40. $40 plus tax. So on top of the $400 you spent to get into the park.
Wait. So you're going to spend $500 pretty much, give or take.
Per person.
Per person to go to Horror Nights. Do every house.
Once.
Not eat anything.
Yeah. Or drink.
Or get a souvenir.
No, nope.
And stand in a spot a little bit closer than the people outside.
For one night. And then if you want to do the unmasked tour, another $200.
You know, I'm so angry right now. I can't say the things I want to say.
And
right
then you
got
to park the car too.
Whoa.
You know what I'm saying?
Whoa.
So, yeah.
Uber. It's probably cheaper.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure it is.
Fun tip if you're going. When if everything first lets out. And Uber is about $200 to get to your hotel. Wait literally 20 minutes.
Yes.
And it goes down to normal price.
Supply and demand.
Yep.
Yep.
Because once the rush is out, I remember we waited. And I was like, oh, do we wait? And you're like, let's just see.
Yeah.
We did not wait longer than 20 minutes. And then got it for like nothing. It was, what was it, like
$33. Regular price,
And we were going to Disney. So we were going 40 minutes away, whatever, the half hour away.
All right, can we break down one more price category for you?
You know what I want to do? Okay, go.
Yes.
Go, and then I'll say what I want to say.
All right, no, say it first. I don't want you to forget.
I want to, like, go as us, podcast, whatever, and interview these people and say, what do you do for a living? Or, like...
But no, a lot of people go just...
Normal people?
Yeah, regular people.
Like middle
and
class.
And they love it.
I don't get it.
They love it.
I know there's people I know of that go every year and they're like... Oh, I love
horror. That's their number one like vacation trip of the year. They save up all year for that.
See, that's the thing is like we actually go to, and listen, Horror Nights, it's universal. So I'm not saying that they don't put work into it because like I said, the sets are freaking amazing.
Amazing, yeah.
And you are actually like in the movie.
Yeah.
When you see the sets.
Very much.
Not the way they blast music and make it all repetitive and a conga line. But we go to like real haunts where you're in it and you feel like,
yeah, like you go on a hayride and you get dropped off in the middle of the woods.
Yes.
And find your way out.
Yeah. Right. And it's like actually scary. And we go where you feel like it's actually haunted. Or we go to places that actually are haunted and there's a haunt in it.
Mm-hmm.
So when we do that and then we do this, we're like, the people who are like, oh my God, it's the best horror thing ever. It's like, you don't do.
Like, this is so scary. No, it's not scary.
It's cool. It's fun.
It's fun. It's cool.
Listen, I feel like people who want a night out, and this is going to sound weird, and I don't mean in a bad way at all, because it's like a big party. So I feel like if you're like someone who likes to go out and like have a couple drinks and have a good time doing something like very random and not just going to like a bar, this is pretty, like, mm-hmm. this is a cool night out, but you're mm-hmm. gonna, but now that's the thing, it's like, you're spending $450 to do all this, plus, how much is one drink?
Oh, $20?
Let's just say, for the heck of it, it's $12.
Okay.
Let's just say. But you know you're gonna get that light up skull ice cube
yeah.
that they probably have.
Oh, definitely.
Mm-hmm. So that's an extra $5 right there.
There you go.
That's an expensive night. I just don't know how people do it.
Yeah, but that's their vacation all year. So, all right, one other pricing thing I want to do. So they have, and I mean, this is cool, I guess. It's cool.
Okay, go.
But again, you have to live there. Take advantage of it.
Okay.
But they have something called a Fear Pass.
Okay.
And you buy the Fear Pass. And you can go as many times as you want to Horror Nights.
Yeah.
But there's different pricing categories for it. Okay?
Okay.
Because some of them have blackout dates. So how many nights is Horror Nights?
It's a lot. Because if it's on a Wednesday in September.
Yeah.
I have no idea. 60.
48.
Okay.
Which I feel like 31 would be cool.
Yeah.
Halloween, you know, 31
right,
nights.
Right.
Well, anyway. It's how many days in October. So I think cool. But so there's 48 nights. Right? Okay. So this first one gives you access to the first 18 nights of it. I guess that's like September, you know, like right, the less busy times. So how much is it to go as many times as you want the first 18 nights? No, it's not. So it's $180 plus tax.
Oh, well, that's how much pretty much a ticket is.
So I'm saying not it's bad. Not so bad.
Oh, you said it's, yeah.
Yeah, the second one is up to 30 nights, but Sunday to Thursday.
Okay.
No weekends.
Okay.
But you can go the first weekend of Horror Nights.
Okay, because no.
Because it's, yeah.
Yeah.
So,
although, no, people might actually be there that.
Yeah, because it's like.
The first, yeah.
So this one is first 30 nights, pretty much Sunday through Thursday, 230 plus tax. So you can go up to, if you go every single night, 30 times.
I feel like if you're obsessed with it, like you love it, or if you're like a YouTuber that's going to go there more than three times.
Mm-hmm. I mean, so, but if you do that, right, you can go and not buy the skip the line pass.
Yeah.
Because you can go and just do like one night of hell.
Right.
You know, each night do one.
Yes.
And see the shows and whatever,
exactly,
you know.
Yeah.
So you can get everything in over those nights.
Exactly.
But you have to live there also. And then that doesn't come with the parking. So hopefully you would have like an annual pass or free parking, whatever. So the next one is up to 40 nights. And that's Sunday through Friday. So it adds all the Friday nights. Okay. And that's 270 plus tax. And this, like, all every night, no blackouts. How much is that?
$375.
So like $400.
All right, but one ticket is $400 if you think about it.
Right.
You know, one
night. And then you get free parking after 5 p.m.
And then what time does it start?
I think like 6.
Well, I mean, at least it's free parking.
Yeah.
So,
but again, just think about dropping $400.
Oh my god.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
but if you're going to go, like, if you don't have any responsibility in life and you're going to go all the time.
Yeah.
Then
I know, good. But just if me and you had, that's $800. Like, you know, like, that's a lot of money. My goodness. And the only reason why we're saying.
Do you know what we could do with $800?
Yes. We can buy $800 menu burgers.
No dollar menu anymore.
Yeah, there's not. $800 sodas from McDonald's.
No, we listen.
I know
the way we are. Mm. We make $800 stretch a long way.
Yeah, we could live a whole summer on $800, and do a lot of
besides
things.
Besides bills.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, actually we have a mortgage.
And do a lot of things.
Yes.
But yeah. So I don't know. And the only reason why I was saying, oh, wow, that's not a bad price, is because everything else, all the other prices,
right,
are
exactly
insane. But yeah. All right. So let's get into these.
Yeah,
10
we're still
haunted
okay.
houses.
I just want to point out though, with the anger that just went on, I do actually love Universal.
Yes.
I do. I'm actually like, oh, that we're not doing it this year.
Yes.
But
man, if you knew Universal back when it was,
listen,
you would hate it.
I knew Universal back when we first started going, and it was better than it is now.
Yeah.
So.
And you just got Jaws also, thankfully.
That same thing. Same thing as the original test track. I just got it that year, and then it went away. And I remember we did it like an extra time before we left, too.
Yeah. Yeah. So at least you got that.
Yes.
And I wish you got King Kong, but.
I know. That closed a while before I went.
Yeah. So one thing really quick before we go to these houses.
Okay.
So Disney announced the Hatbox Ghost.
Yes.
And do you know what Universal's response to that was?
What?
The next day, they released all 10 haunted houses.
Whoa.
All 10. Usually they've been doing like every year. One. Yeah, like yeah. through like Instagram and Twitter, and they'll like do like teasers and stuff. They just released all 10 houses.
But that just shows that they have to compete with Disney.
And how funny is that, though?
This just shows, though, that the Hatbox Ghost is equivalent to 10 Horror Night houses. That's all they just showed.
How funny is that? Yeah.
So, like, but they yeah, could have just showed the top four.
Yeah.
Like, uh-huh. we're going to go through them, but there's four that are like,
okay. Oh, yeah. Yeah, they could have just showed their main one, yeah. you know, one or two. But right. no.
But then who cares about the other ones
coming? Yeah, exactly. Know? Right, right. And they can't follow up with, like, their 10th best right. house. You know, right, it's like, right. yeah.
Because no one's going to care.
So, like, nope. They're doing them all.
Yeah.
So, all right. Before we get to house, one final thing.
Okay.
So, they have scare zones, right? Five different scare zones. Okay. And I wonder, I'm kind of undecided how I feel about this.
Okay.
I like it, but I don't. And I don't know if I like it or I don't. Okay. But I like it, but I don't.
All right.
So, the five scare zones, right? There's this guy, Dr. Oddfellow.
Right.
And all five scare zones are based around him. They all connect in like a story.
But then what if you go like out of this? It doesn't, it's not like.
No, like I don't think, yeah, I don't think it's an order thing, but he kind of just like runs, like he's linked to all of them.
So he's like the ringleader in yeah. this year's Horror Nights.
Yes, yeah. And all five scare zones are like linked to him and his story.
It depends. I might like it.
I know. I don't know how I feel about that. I don't know. If it, as I guess if it's done right, right, it's good.
As long yeah. as they're different.
Mm-hmm. And they do seem different. So it seems like they're in like different kind of decades. One of them is like based in the 1940s. Okay. One's based in the 60s. One's based in the 20s.
Oh, that's so, not bad. Yeah. Then. So it's like him throughout the years kind of thing.
I guess, yeah.
Him causing chaos
yeah, throughout the years. All these decades and stuff. So yeah. I don't know. As opposed to, you know, just being totally separate, different, like.
What is it going to be? Oh, it's going to be zombies, and then it's yeah. going
to be. Well, it was one year, it was The Purge, it was a scare zone.
Yeah, that was really cool.
So.
Yeah, The Purge just kind of disappeared.
I know, why?
Because
I hope it comes
back.
You
want to know
why? I hope it makes
you
comeback.
Want to know why?
I hope it makes a comeback.
They had to get rid of it because it's way too realistic.
Yeah, definitely could be.
Yeah.
Definitely could be, yeah. I mean, realistically, yeah.
No.
You're right.
Like, imagine you tell everyone, like, hey, listen, if you don't commit crime all year, you can do whatever the hell you want for 12 hours.
I like it.
I don't. That scares the hell out of me.
All right. So let's get into these houses.
Let's go.
Do you want to read up the list?
Sure.
All right. So start from the bottom.
Okay.
And work your way up.
Start from the bottom. Okay. That's not one. Okay. So we have Blood Moon Dark Offerings. And when I first read that, I thought it was going to be vampires.
Yeah, me
and
too.
I don't think it is.
Okay.
It's moon worshippers. So in the colonial era, whenever that was, because I'm not a history person.
Yeah.
Moon worshippers witness a blood moon at their fall festival.
Is that like werewolves?
Maybe. I don't know.
All right.
I mean, I know that in Vampire Diaries, that was a thing, the blood moon, I think. I don't know. But they take it as a sign to hunt down non-followers, including you. But what if I am a follower of the blood moon?
Okay.
Don't kill me.
Also, as you're reading this so greatly.
Oh, wonderfully. Yes.
I know there's another VIP tour that you could do that. You have like a VIP guide taking you to each house.
Right, yes.
And giving you the backstory to each one.
Yeah, it's probably
like $900. Yeah. So, all right. So, what would be your excitement level out of how many pumpkins?
I mean, I'm just out of five.
Out of five pumpkins.
I'm just kind of curious. So it's like a cult. That's what I'm going with.
Okay.
Like, right? It kind of seems like that.
Sure.
Because if you don't follow their worshiping, they want to kill you. Kind of like a cult.
Okay. So how many pumpkins?
Although cults kill themselves. I'll give it two.
All right.
Three. Is two it and a half.
Two and a half? Well, all right. That's
two. More. Two. No, I'm going to say two. Solid.
Now, do you mean cult Bennett or just like cult? Like
no. Cult. If it was cult Bennett, it'd be five pumpkins.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to go 1 point. All right, I'll go two. 1.75.
Okay, deal.
One and three quarters.
All right, yeah. So the next one is The Darkest Deal. And when I first saw this picture, I thought of The Exorcist because it looks like the priest.
Yeah,
but it's not. See. It's a guy with a guitar.
There you go.
Not, all right. Not at all.
Coco?
Blues musician, Pinstraw Spruce. Who thought of that name?
Huh.
Will have to face the music after meeting with a collector and trading his soul for musical glory.
All right, one pumpkin.
Yeah, me too. I agree.
I'm going to get that one pumpkin.
Fire them.
Yeah.
You and your squad learn the terrible price of fame. So it's like you're selling your soul for fame.
Oh, all right. Maybe.
In Hollywood, this is probably a good one.
Yeah. So I'll go with two. I like that last line. That last line sold me.
Okay.
It sold me.
Yeah.
It definitely.
But it's like.
It doubled my
it's
pumpkins.
It's like back in the day. I almost feel like it was like now because of that. But. Mm.
That last line doubled the pumpkin for me.
Okay. I'll go. I'll two. I'll
okay. Two. That was a good. Yeah.
They roped you back in.
They got me with that.
Okay. Yeti campground kills. Kills campground? I'm not sure how to read that one. Oh, but this is the best. This gives me five pumpkins right here. Gives it five pumpkins. Yeti or not, here they come.
Okay.
Whoever thought of that?
Yeah. Raise.
Yes.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why they charge so much, because this person needs extra money.
Yeah.
For this wonderful.
There you go.
Okay. You and your friends are about to venture into the 1950s, which I love the 1950s, a campground overrun by huge, menacing Yetis who rip apart anyone who gets in their way. You must flee to the Ranger Tower to escape. I'm going to say one.
Yeah, you know what? I mean, I'm sure the Yeti's going to be impressive, but I could see it being very repetitive.
Oh,
This whole house.
Like, rah, yeah. Rah, rah.
Yeah.
But I would like to see the one really cool Yeti that they probably have.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And I like the 50s if it's, you know, done right.
Yeah.
Okay, next one. Dueling dragons. Choose thy fate.
Okay.
No matter who you choose, you lose. Okay.
All right.
Doesn't sound promising.
No.
Oh. Two warlocks of great power were turned into dragons after trying to take Merlin's spellbook. Now you and your friends are caught in their epic battle. You must choose a path and a victor. So is this like Dungeons and Dragons kind of thing?
It seems like it. And so this I actually heard about, and people are thinking that you can maybe take a choice of paths throughout the house.
Mm.
And they did that one year, and after the first like night, they closed one of the paths.
Because it was just too crazy.
Yeah. So I don't think that's going to be.
Yeah.
Because like, choose your fate, choose
people
your path.
People put too much and hope into Horror Nights.
Yes. And one year they did do that after the first night. They're like, nope, they closed one of the paths and everyone had to go the same way.
Because it was, I could.
But that would be kind of cool if you were able to.
Yeah, like choose who you think is going to win. You go, you know. Yeah. Maybe they were like, okay, this is what we did wrong. We got to fix it with this one. So maybe it'll be better.
So now question, right?
Yeah.
If we were there one night.
You would have to go separate.
We would have to go separate. Yeah, right. Yeah.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. But then I'd be like, would you see? Oh, should I went that way?
No, but that's why we have to, so we know what.
Yeah, you have to.
Which each path would have taken.
Here he is again. The next house. Dr. Oddfellow's Twisted Origins.
So he has a house?
He's a clown. Oh, no, he's not. I'm sorry. Oh,
okay.
He looks like Dr. Facilier, but
I don't know who that is.
He's from, I don't know, he's in Disney. I don't know what movie he's from, but I don't know. But I just know he's in the stage show.
There you go.
Not so scary.
All right, so what's this Dr. Oddfellow's house all about?
Your soul is a price he's willing to pay. It's definitely like him. This is definitely a ripoff of him.
Mm.
You won't be able to resist going inside Dr. Oddfellow's menacing house of twisted oddities. But the price for you and your friends is steep. The cost of your souls to feed his immortal power.
Zero pumpkins for me.
Yeah, I'm not with it.
I'm going to give this one a zero.
I'll say half.
Okay. I'm more into his scare zones and his house.
Me too. But that's kind of knocked the scare zones down a little bit for me.
Yeah.
All right. We're getting into a little bit better.
Yeah. This is when it starts picking up here.
So this is Monsters Unmasked.
There you go.
So it's four monsters, one new nightmare.
Okay. And four universal monsters. Right.
So it is based in Paris, and you and your squad will face a new horde of monsters. So it's Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, which technically should be two. But
yeah.
It's okay.
One person, though.
Yes. Phantom of the Opera, Hunchback of Notre Dame, and The Invisible Man.
Okay.
John Cena is
going to be there. Oof. That's what he's done after he moved on. See, he went to Hollywood.
He did, yeah.
Yeah.
He did. He's making movies.
Which one of those four would you be most excited to see?
Probably Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
Yeah, I would think so.
To see how they have that done.
Uh-huh.
Like, is it a person who turns around and they have a mask on their back, you know? And
Yeah.
Or not on their back. But
it's silly, but I wonder how they'll do The Invisible Man.
Yeah.
That's silly.
It'll probably just be like things, I don't know.
You think like shadows?
Uh-oh, but if you see here, it's almost like
yeah.
a person with like a wrap on his head. So it'll probably be like a black
Yeah.
a black covering with mummy wrap, kind of.
But then he's not invisible. You could. I mean, he is, but he's not.
Have you ever seen the movie? Know. It's so bad.
All right.
Actually, Kevin Bacon.
Yeah, huh?
Is in. I don't know if it's called The Invisible Man. It's called something else.
Okay.
The one I'm thinking of. But
yeah. And he got killed in Friday 13th.
He did.
Yeah.
So he's in horror.
Mm-hmm.
All right. This one I would actually be pretty excited for.
Yeah.
Just because I have to be.
Yeah, this would be my number one.
So when we... Okay, let me say it and then I'll say Chucky, Ultimate Kill Count.
There you go.
So Chucky's back for even more carnage. Chucky, the serial killer doll, is back for a new gore fest. He's hijacked his own haunted house with all kinds of bloody hijinks. You and your friends must try to survive his ultimate kill count. I just realized I'm reading these with such a upbeat voice. I'm like, so he's going to murder you. But yeah, so he hijacks his own haunted house.
Funny.
Right. I mean, you got...
Funny.
I'm assuming there's going to be like little Chucky dolls like popping out at your feet kind of thing.
Yeah.
So this would be cool just because it's Chucky and you have to be excited for it. When we went, they had... It was like a stage thing,
mm-hmm.
and Chucky kind of like talked to people.
Yeah, he's like a puppet kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it actually wasn't as good as I thought it was going to
no,
be. Like I was imagining
yeah.
like it would actually like be a doll, but it was kind of like a puppet. I don't know. It was, yeah, it was different than I thought, but it was still cool to have something Chucky there.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Do you think it's going to be like a funny house?
I hope so.
Like, yeah, like.
Like how Chucky should be?
Yeah,
I don't
yeah.
know, though, because Freddy wasn't really funny. Mm. And Freddy's
yeah, that's
hysterical.
True.
So.
Exactly, yeah.
Because they,
right.
they try to make it scary
mm-hmm.
when it's, but you know what? People think it's scary, so I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah. I mean, gotta love Chucky.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And now.
Speaking of which, I'm sorry, I just thought of it.
Mm-hmm.
As, I don't know what made me think of it, but when we went, we saw a Purge house.
Yes.
Which was, do you remember what it was originally supposed to be, the house?
Mm, when you and say then, it, I'll remember.
Yeah, Scream.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be a Scream house. And then they backed out because of rights and all that stuff and contract
yeah,
negotiation.
The TV show
yeah.
was coming out. Yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, man, how I so. Loved. But you know what? I'm kind of glad because like I wish someone would do a Scream house, though, but the right way.
Yes, and every year they rumor that they're going to have a Scream house, and they just, I don't know, they just can't agree on a contract
Why?
For,
so
I don't
weird.
Know.
Just, I think because it's still just like a such a big, and do they have the rights to it? No, I guess.
No, and that's the problem. They're like,
right.
they can't agree on what the amount is to
it's crazy.
To pay to get that Scream house.
Yeah, they're still so big, like, and now they have, oh, what's her name? Oh my goodness, Wednesday Adams. The girl who plays her,
yeah.
Jenna Ortega. They
okay.
have her now in the new Scream, so
mm.
she's like the new thing now.
And
she
it.
Is good. I really do like her a lot.
Yeah.
So, but.
All right.
That would be cool. I would actually be like, ah. Oh. But
yeah.
I don't know, though, because I feel like I go and be like, yeah, I'm disappointed.
Of course. So. And most of these houses, too, are like 4 minutes long.
Yes. They're very quick.
Yes.
So you can't, I like, in haunted houses, not that I stop. But I like to be like, oh my God, look at this amazing detail that they
mm-hmm.
put all this work into. And you can't do that here. So
no.
it stinks.
Yeah.
For them too, like the people who build it, don't they want people to see it? Well, they do for a price with the lights on.
Yep.
All right. Next. Okay. So this, we don't really know too much about. We know that people are like obsessed with it though.
Yeah. And it's based on a video game.
Yeah. PlayStation video game actually.
Yeah.
It says here, The
okay.
Last of Us.
Mm-hmm.
Step into the world of The Last of Us.
There you go.
You and your squad, I don't know why they keep saying squad,
mm-hmm.
will encounter the haunting and overgrown world of the video game in a brand new terrifying way. Stay silent if you want to survive a multitude of clickers, hunters, and more.
All right. I never played this game, but apparently it's scary.
Yeah.
So
it's like super scary.
And people are very excited.
I'm
to,
sure
to
eventually
do it.
They're going to make a movie out of it because.
Yeah.
So we'll just see
yes.
that.
Yes. And I never played it because I'm not a PlayStation guy. I'm an Xbox
yeah.
guy.
I actually
so.
Grew up PlayStation.
Mm. Yeah. And it's crazy that this is like. Ranked and rated higher than Chucky on the website.
Right?
So,
crazy. Oh,
mm-hmm.
Come on.
All right. And I believe this is
no.
the main event.
Don't you scroll up.
No, I just want to see if this is the last one.
No,
yeah, so.
Two more.
Oh, two more. Okay. Yeah, so this is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you not put the picture right in my face?
Go ahead.
Do I need to see it?
So, the.
Okay.
Go ahead.
The Exorcist Believer. I'm a believer. You don't have to.
All right.
Try to convince me.
Yep.
An evil reawakened. Okay, I'll read it and then I'll explain.
Go ahead.
Two missing girls have been found with no memory of what happened to them. Again, with such an upbeat voice. But wherever they went, the ultimate evil has returned with them. Enter the most terrifying scenes from the new Blumhouse film.
Mm-hmm.
So this is not based on the original.
No, and the original Exorcist is not going to be in his house.
It is not, which makes me happy if I were to go and do it. But the picture that they have of these two girls is terrifying. They look exactly like her. I actually think it might be her. Is it her?
Ew. No, it's not.
It looks a lot like
her. Yeah, it does, but it's not. And the people going into this house just gonna expect it to be the original. And it's just a remake, like, you know, just...
like a sequel?
Yeah, of like, it, listen, so...
I hate The Exorcist so much because it's so good.
Mm.
But it's just so... like, they say... there's been a lot of movies over the years where people are like, oh, it was so crazy or so scary or so whatever that people ran out or passed out or had a heart attack. This movie, when it was made, the actual original Exorcist... my dad, I remember my dad saying he went and saw it, and like people actually were like, this is terrifying. Like, I could see, imagine back then, there was nothing like this.
Yeah.
Would you went backwards on the steps? That's so scary, even now.
What was the story of her afterwards? Did like things happen after?
So on set, things like happened to her, and then afterwards, she couldn't get any other role because everyone just saw her as her. Yes. She was scary. Yeah. But things would always happen on set because it's evil. It is so evil. This movie is so legitimately evil.
Crazy.
Yeah. And I'm pretty sure there was a... I don't... quote me on this. I'm not 100% sure. But I'm pretty sure there's an actor who died on set.
I want to say you're
like
right.
Like something fell on them.
Yeah. Mm.
I think it's this movie. I don't...
okay.
I don't know.
Do you want to read into it?
I will.
Yeah, okay. Oh. I think you would.
Maybe. Not right now, not at night. But maybe like tomorrow at like 12 o'clock in the afternoon. All right.
Whatever.
While I'm sitting here with our children. Yeah. All right. So then the last one.
Yeah,
or the
so
first
this
one.
Is their main event.
Yes.
Of Horror Nights.
Which I don't understand because this isn't coming out for another like 8 years.
Really?
Because they take forever. They're not even filming it yet. Wow. Because of the whole strike. First they weren't because of they just weren't ready to yet. Then they started to and now they're not. So, Stranger Things 4. Oh, 4. Okay. We're waiting on season 5, I think. Trying to escape the curse of Vecna. Vecna is pretty much the villain of the season.
Okay.
You'll need, once again, your squad to resist Vecna's gruesome curse. Like Eleven, now's your chance to stop him once and for all as you take on the scariest season of the Stranger Things yet. I actually don't agree that it's the scariest season.
Mm.
I think season 1 was pretty scary.
Okay. I don't know anything about it. I don't know who Vecna is. I don't know Vecna what is this, Eleven is.
This guy. Eleven is the girl.
Okay. I don't know what Stranger Things are. I don't even know what the Upside Down world is. I've heard of it, but I don't know.
That's so cool.
I just know the only thing I know about the show is that there's a Ouija board alphabet. That's pretty much
it. A Ouija board.
Oh.
I mean, kind of.
There's a string light of
yes.
alphabet letters,
that's
I guess.
That's the first season.
Because 11 is trying to learn the alphabet? Mm-hmm. Is that why? No?
No.
Oh.
It's because Winona Ryder's son is trapped in the Upside Down, and that's how he communicates to her.
Is the actual... so it is a Ouija board. I was right.
That's what I'm saying.
Why do the lights light up? As
yes. For the letters. Word? Yeah. Okay.
Is the Upside Down where is everything actually upside down?
No, so the Upside Down, it like is. So like when they try to get to it, they fall into it. But once they're in it, it's right side up.
Like Figment, you know, the Figment part where he's taking a bath upside
down. I mean, kind of. You have to see it. But like if they're in the regular world and they're looking in a hole into the Upside Down below them, because there's like a vessel that you can get to the Upside Down. It's upside down, but once you fall into
did
it...
did you say Vesa?
It's Vecna.
Oh.
And I said vessel.
Oh.
But, or whatever it's called. But then once you're in the Upside Down, then the real world looks upside down.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
That makes sense.
But it's like a complete, exact copy of the real world, but like overrun by like dark stuff.
You know, definitely doesn't make sense to me. No. So when you look down into the hole, it's upside down?
Mm-hmm.
And then when you're down there, it's right side up.
Yes.
But what happens when you look up through the vessel?
It's upside down.
Then it's upside down. Yeah, it makes no sense to me. Yeah. All right.
And then you fall into it.
Okay.
Yeah. But I'm pretty sure you only find that out in season 4, I think. Because I don't know. It's so, honestly, season 1 was so long ago, they were like 5. And now they're like 26. So, it's crazy. And they're supposed to still be like in freshman year of high school.
Right, so, what will be your top 3 houses to go see at Horror Nights?
I say Chucky.
Okay.
I guess Stranger Things, just because.
Okay.
And I guess I'll say The Exorcist, because it's scary. And I might actually be kind of freaked out by it.
I would say Chucky number 1.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, me too.
Not changing. I don't know anything about it. It would be a toss-up, I guess, Exorcist number 2. And it would kind of be a toss-up of The Last Is Us and the Last of Us and the
Unmasked
one. Because I just don't know anything about Last of Us. So that's why I would go with the Unmasked. I feel like The Last of Us is probably scary and cool. Yeah. I just don't know anything about it.
We can probably watch like a trailer of the game.
I'm sure. You're right. Yeah. So that's really it. That's Horror Nights this upcoming year. And I am looking forward to watching the walkthroughs on YouTube.
Me too. I literally was just thinking that. That's so funny.
Yeah.
And you don't got to pay anything for that unless you pay for YouTube Premium or whatever it's called.
Yeah. Well, I guess you just have to pay for the electricity to run your TV.
And Wi-Fi.
Yeah. So.
Or you can just go to your friend's house.
Yes, you can.
Not pay for anything.
Yeah. Or you can just go to like the library, your local library.
Can you go on YouTube at the library?
I don't know. I guess
you know what you could do? I know you could do. Go to a cell phone store like Verizon or T-Mobile.
Yeah.
And use the phones.
The demo phones?
There you go. The demo phones. Because they're probably on Wi-Fi and you can go on YouTube and you can watch them there. You'd only have to spend like an hour there. It's okay.
Yeah. Why not? You probably have to wait that long to see a representative anyway. Or to have somebody come up to you to ask if
they can
help you.
Literally, we went to Verizon the other day because I have Verizon.
Yeah. And you made an appointment.
I made an appointment, walked in. It was pouring rain outside. There was not one other customer in the entire store. I was the only person there with you. I walk in. There's three guys, workers, standing around talking. So I walk in. I'm like, hey, I have an appointment. They're like, oh, okay. And they're like, oh, what's the name? So I give them the name. And they're like, okay, we'll be right with you if you want to go look at the phones. And I'm like, okay, like maybe they have to like go get something. Nope, they just kept talking.
Yeah, just ignored us.
And we were waiting there for like 10 minutes. And I was like, I'm going to lose my mind. Because that was actually the night of the Broadway play when we went to see that.
Yeah.
So
and we were like kind of in a rush to that.
Right.
And especially with the weather pouring rain. Traffic and all
right,
that.
Right, exactly.
So, yeah.
But yeah. And I was like, so sorry. And then one of them actually came over and helped. It's not like, oh, they're just like the greeters and somebody else comes. No, it was one of them that came over.
Yeah.
He was very nice and actually very helpful. So I'm glad we waited for him.
Yes.
But
still.
Why? You want to know why? Because they want us to shop. And they want us to fall in love with something.
Yes.
You don't know who you're messing with.
But that's what he said. Oh, why you wait? You can just go check out the phones over there.
I don't want to buy a new phone. I mean, I did think I needed to buy a new phone, but I didn't.
Mm-hmm. So, all right. Well, that's it. We pretty much covered Horror Nights.
We did. So you don't even have to go now. Save your
$500. Yeah.
Plus tax.
Just come to our house and see our decorations.
I'll tell you. They'll probably be scarier.
It's up there.
Yeah. And it's growing every year. We actually have some legit props now, too.
We do. We get big every year.
Yeah.
And I'm so excited to get it up.
I'd rather spend the $500 on a new prop for our yard.
There you go. Yeah. Me too. For sure.
Yeah.
Also, it's a little different in Hollywood as opposed to Universal Orlando.
Mm-hmm.
They announced the Evil Dead Rise as a house out there. And they have the Terror Tram, which is their tour.
So good.
Their backlot tour tram.
That is so good.
So, yeah. I would definitely love to see
that. I wish Orlando had
tram
that.
Ride. Yeah. I know. I don't know why they don't. But, I mean, it's do like a backlot tour.
Yeah.
So, although they have 8 haunted house out there. We have 10 here.
Mm.
So.
But then they have that.
But they have the tram ride.
Yeah. And then they have that. The Evil Dead, though. Isn't that the one they have all year round?
Yeah, there's an all year round one. So that's kind of weird.
But I think that's The Walking Dead.
Oh, yes. You're right. So this is Evil Dead Rise. So
because it's so different. Zombies are zombies.
Yeah. So 2 less houses, but they have the tram ride.
Right.
So I would trade off 2 houses for the tram.
Me too.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely.
And they had the Psycho.
Oh,
Bates Motel and all that stuff. So, yeah.
I love seeing it. I'm always like, I want to get out and walk.
I know. But here you can.
I know.
Yeah. So that's cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's it. Let's, I guess this is the unofficial kickoff to our haunt Halloween season.
Yes.
So, yeah.
And I swear I'm not as angry as I seem in all of our episodes. Every single one I have. We should have like a thing that goes off like, Alex is mad. And then I just start.
Oh, that would be the entire episode.
Yeah, you're right.
We would start it from the beginning, my intro.
Which is funny, because people who know me, you know, well, depends on how well you know me.
Yeah.
But I'm a very pleasant person, unless you get to know me a little bit
more.
Sure. Then I'm a very angry person.
Yeah. And I know you very well.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, so that's it. Let's
wrap it up.
Let's wrap it up. So once again, I am Greg, a.k.a. Crazy Greg, a.k.a. Pooh Bear, and you are?
I am Alex.
All right. Well, thank you all for listening. Let us know if you're planning on going to Horror Nights.
Go get a pumpkin spice coffee.
There you go. It's out. It's pretty much everywhere right now, so yes. You can get them anywhere and everywhere. And let us know what houses you would be looking most forward to, how many pumpkins you would give it, and if you're going, which house you are going to go to first and most excited for. So
that's it. And why you think that they're different from one another, because they're not. Yes. And I want to know, besides the props, what is different?
Yeah, and if you've ever actually gotten scared. Listen, I don't think it's scary. I think it's really cool.
I think it's fun. It's
and that's
fun.
It, yeah.
It's we a had fun, a good cool time when we went. I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying it's not scary.
No. But if you go one night, you have to get that skip the line pass. Yeah. Otherwise, you can't. You'll get maybe three houses.
Right.
And it won't be the top three neither.
No.
You know, so you get one top house
unless
and two.
Unless you buy that extra thing for whatever price it was.
$40, yeah.
To run to that one house.
Yes. Yeah, and then wait 3 hours for the next one. That'll be a night. So, all right, that's it. And let us know also what you think about the scare zones. If you like that, it's all connected.
Yeah.
That's interesting. It's weird. It's different. It's, mm-hmm. I don't know. Could be good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm undecided. I would have to see it to know. But, all right. I don't know if I said this already, but I'm Greg, a.k.a. Crazy Greg, a.k.a. Pooh Bear, and you are...
Alex again.
All right, Alex again. So hit us up, let us know, and until next time, be good, be crazy, and we'll see you real soon.
Bye.
Hey, Alex.
Yeah?
Tell these fine-looking people where they can find us.
Well, they could find us on Instagram at AnythingGoesPodNY, on Twitter at AnythingGoesNY, and shoot us an email at agpodny@gmail.com.
That's right. And y'all can listen to all of our episodes on any streaming platform where podcasts can be found. Remember to subscribe, rate, and review, because anything goes. With Greg and Alex.
Phone home, phone home, phone home!
Thanks for listening to the Anything Goes podcast with Greg and Alex. See you real soon, suckers.